principally I came to study the eighth parak. But if we go further, we'll go further. If we don't, it's different. They're really, they are all interconnected. Whatever, that's, I didn't make more copies, I mean, it's all I have today. The eighth parak, and you say the Atara, there were those that write, that you see in the Rama, something akin to Ruach HaKadosh, with the way that he wrote this parak. And the Rambam comes really to address an issue that if we look, here's the Siddur, if we look at the Yud Gimel Ikra, so in the Yud Gimel Ikra, we have some that deal with Nivor. The sixth one reads, Animamen, Bamuna Shleim, Eshachol, Dubrein, Nevi, and Emes. So all the words of the prophets are true. The seventh, Animamen, Bamuna Shleim, Shenavuas, Moshe, Rabin, Olam, Hashalom, Hois, Amitis. So in that regard, it's parallel to every other Navi. It's put together, Kol, Dubrein, Nevi, and Emes. Shehu, Hoya, Avna, Nevi, he was the foremost of the Nevi, Lakoyim, in the Fonah, as compared to anyone who came before him, but Avoy Machrov, and as compared to anyone who came after him. That is a very interesting historical point. I mean, who was the greatest prophet? You know? I mean, Lahavdil, who was the greatest pitcher in the history of Israel? You know? Okay, tell me who it is. Lahavdil, who was the greatest rabbi? He was the greatest prophet. But why is that fundamental that it's Yud Gimel Ikra Amuna? I mean, yeah, there's a Nevuah is Emes, okay. To believe in a Vim, I understand that's part of the faith. But that, why is it necessary? Is Ikre Hadas, this is Yud Gimel Ikre Hadas, a person that doesn't believe in these things, even inadvertently, Rabchaim is Medayik and Ramam and Chelik, which is the source of this, is an upcurse. So why do we need this historical note? What seems a historical note? The Moshe Rabbeinu was Avla Nevim, Lekhidim Lekhono Rabboi Nachov. And this really, the theological significance of this principle is really the issue of Perek Ches and Yisei the Atara. It's a fundamental upon which the entire Torah stands. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo haminu bo Yisrom v'nei ha'isei she'osa. Moshe Rabbeinu, people did not believe in him, and it means ultimately, we'll see. There was a time in his life that they did believe in him because of Isis, miracles that he performed. But ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu, though Aminu by Yisrael, was not accepted by Klal Yisrael, but Nei Isis also, because he did miracles. I mean, Lahavdil, religions in the world like to show us that people did miracles. Lahavdil, Yeshu, he walked in the Yam Kineret. A miracle man. That's a sign that he is something like hot stuff. Moshe Rabbeinu was not dependent on miracles. And why? For a very simple reason. Shehamayim min api ha'isis, a person that only believes because he's seen a miracle worker, yesh b'libo doifi, then he has a certain amount of skepticism. Why? She'efshir she'yeh ye'oseh ha'is b'lot v'kishuv, that maybe it was done with kishuv. Now the Rambam himself later in the Halachos of Avodah Zarah says that the Kishuv is totally sheker. There's nothing to it at all. It's the Rambam's view. There's nothing to shek to Kishuv at all. It has no full koyach whatsoever. So apparently what the Rambam means here is that by what we call achizas anayim, a slate of head. All Kishuv is false according to the Rambam. So therefore the Rambam says anything which looks like Kishuv, a slate of head. Rather interestingly, in the 20th century, Houdini, one of his things was to debunk all people that claimed to be involved in miraculous events. And he challenged anyone to produce any effect that he says that I could produce, and I'll produce the same effect as well, or better, purely by sleight of hand, without anything miraculous to it. And no one was ever able to defeat him. Anything that they did, he did as well or better than they could. And he said, purely by sleight of hand, with nothing but tricks, with no reality to it, but purely by illusion.
But Rav, if there was no reality to Kishuv, or the Kaichas of Avodah Zarah, why were Klal Yisrael so drawn after Avodah Zarah? If there was nothing to
that's
it.
That's a whole illusion. That's a story in its own right, but that's not, it's a very large machlokes that the Rambam is part of, and many that disagreed with the Rambam Shita. But that's the Rambam Shita. We're not here to explore the Rambam's views of Kishuv tonight.
Is Kishuv the same as Avodah Zarah?
No, Kishuv is different than Avodah Zarah.
And you could believe in the moon or the stars and
And before the abolishment of Nevuah?
Yeah.
With that, maybe there was?
No, the Rambam does not, the Rambam writes.
He doesn't make chilak between.
It's Leonard Spears. The Rambam spells it out in also other Kachavim. He says, all Kishav is Chosav, Sheker Bechosav. There's nothing to it. So he means obviously with illusions. So the question only is, listen, who is the greatest magician in the world? And through sleight of hand and illusions, we can do all types of things. And without any reality to them. So a person that comes along and it defies any norm that one could accept, he just may be the best illusionist that the world has ever seen yet. But maybe tomorrow someone will come and out to him. And therefore, anything which is built on an ois, so we have to ask, was this ois really truly miraculous from the Rabbeinu Shalom, or was it an illusion? It was only an illusion. And elakola ois is also Moshe ben Midbar. The word Rama chooses his words, if we may say so, very well. It says, all the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Midbar, lefiat tzera chasar, were done only to serve the needs, the necessities of the time. And Rama says very clearly, ben Midbar. The Makkos in Mitzrayim, it says quite clearly in the beginning of Parshas Bo. It was a show. It was meant to be a one-time show and once in all of human history to display the Guras Hashem. Power and scope of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Rambam is not referring to that. And you'll see why he has very good reason why he takes this particular stance. The way he learns, there would be the Oasis and Moshe in the Midbar really had no place in that regard. In Mitzrayim, in the Rambam's view, which there was a need for Oasis and Moshe to establish the bona fides of Moshe Rabbeinu. But ultimately, that was transient. It was replaced. We'll see in a moment with what. Lo lehovi raya l'rafu was not to prove that Moshe Rabbeinu was a true prophet. Tzorach l'ashkia as a mitzvah. There was the necessity of drowning the mitzvah. It's koras ayam, it's linamo, and he drowned him. Tzirachnu l'mozim, we had a need for food. So he brought us back. Tzomu, they became thirsty. Bokol lehemasev, and he split the rock and he took water out from it. Kofrubo adas kairach. Kairach denied the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu and started a revolution. Is bolo isamar. So Moshe Rabbeinu brought forth a nest that the earth split. All of these were done for a reason. All the other oasis in the Midbar. And if that's the case, if he was not believed in because of miracles, then why then did we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? This is B'maymer Harsinai. This is B'maymer Harsinai. She'enenu ro'u b'lo'izor. This is a singular event in world history. Right? It says in Parshas V'eschanan, Hashoma'am Awa nishma kamo Koyle lukim Chayim dabar Chayim mitoch ha'ish v'yechid. Two things. Hashoma'om, Is there any nation that has heard it? Or when Nishma goes, anyone claims there was such an event? There's no such claims in all of human history. Nobody even claims such a thing. It would be too outrageous for them to claim that we had hundreds of thousands of people and God spoke to us. No, all the so-called prophets of the world, they came along. They were in some isolated place, and they bumped ahead into something, and all of a sudden they were prophets, and then they came back, and they used the charisma to rile everyone up. Not by Moshe Rabbeinu. She'einenu ro'u v'lo yizo. Our eyes saw to no one else. V'ozneinu shomu v'lo yachar. And our ears heard, and no one else's. We'll come back to this, not tonight, on Shavuos night. He entered the cloud, and we heard the voice speaking to him. And we heard, said, go tell the Jewish people this. Where was this? But Esaras Adibris. It says explicitly that by the Aseres HaDibros, we heard the Rabbeinu Shalom speak. And then we went to the Rabbeinu Shalom, not Moshe Rabbeinu said, enough for you. We went to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we said, the experience is too much. You on your Madrega of Nevuah can bear up to such the Rabbeinu Shalom speaking to you. If we have to face the Rabbeinu Shalom speaking to us, then the Shalom is going to jump out. And who says it's coming back next time? So they said, it's too awesome an experience. So it says that Klal Yisrael asked that Moshe Rabbeinu be the intermediary. And the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Hitivu Asher Diberu. But this was not imposed upon us. The Rebbeinu Shalom was willing to speak to us directly. V'cheinu Oimer. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ponim b'ponim dibur Hashem imochem. Not to me, he spoke to you. V'nehem alo asa v'sinu koras Hashem asa bris azos. The covenant was made with you, not with your forefathers. Uminayan Shivamaimara Sina Devado He Arayal and Abu Asa, Shiyamas. How do we know that it is the event of Matan Torah, which is the ultimate proof of Moshe Rabbeinu's veracity? Sha'in Bodofi, which is removed any measure of doubt. Shanema, in the Kriyas HaTorah, the first day of Yontav. Hine Anochi Boalecha Ba'ava Onan, I'll come to you through the thickness of the clouds. For two reasons, Bavur Yishma Ha'omedabri Imoch, so that the nation should hear when I speak to you. That's where the Rambam started off. We heard the Rebbeinu Shalom speaking to Moshe. And what will be the result of that? So we had Moshe in Mitzrayim, we had Moshe at Yamsu, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo, but that still did not reach the point of Agam Bechol Yaminu La'olam. Why? Because all of those were miracles. They were events. Events. There could be greater events that take place that are even more remarkable than other events. But in Maimar HaSinai, we heard the Rebbeinu Shalom speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. So consequently, that's what the Rambam writes, that everything that took place in the Midbar was not for the sake of establishing the integrity of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because all the events in the Midbar, when did they take place, basically? Almost all of them take place after Matan Torah, even if they started before, but they continue their ongoing events which take place after Matan Torah. The Mon goes on for 40 years in the Midbar, the Be'er goes on for the 40 years in the Midbar. So there was no need to have these events, all of these years in the Midbar, these miracles to establish who Moshe Rabbeinu was. Once it was Maimar HaSinai, 7 weeks after the Yitzias Mitzrayim, it was Begam B'choy Yaminu Lo'ilu, Moshe Rabbeinu was established. That's what Ram says, all of these events which take place over the 40 years in the Midbar had nothing to do with that. They were there because they were in these particular circumstances dictated that they were necessary. Now, in Mitzrayim, and that's when the Rambam is going to come back to this, initially, how does Moshe Rabbeinu establish that he's the Novi Hashem? Here he doesn't have yet. He's coming a year before Matan Torah.
As the signs.
Right? So there he has the signs. The Rabbeinu Shalom initially gave him three signs. Right? He gave him that he took the stick and he threw it down and turned it into a snake. He put his hand inside his cloak and it came out with tzaras. And then finally he said, you come to Mitzrayim and you bring Makas Dam. These are the three Isis that he gave him. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was just arriving on the world stage. And he was not yet, they were not up to going to Mount Torah yet. So they weren't going to get to Har Sinai yet. So you remember when the Mishnah told him, "Bishamu l'kolecho," Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'hein lo yaminu li." So the Mishnah says, they don't listen to the first Isis, they listen to the second, not to those two, they listen to the Makas Dam. But that's what's going to get you established. So part of the agenda of the Nisim and Mitzrayim, part was a show that we should seek for Hashem. Part was to establish Moshe Rabbeinu's the Novi Emes. That also was an agenda. But not in the Midbar. In the Midbar, that ceased to be a necessity. Why? Because Rugam Bechol Yaminu Lo'ilu. Nimtu, the repercussions of all of this, are Eilu Sheshulach Lohem, the ones to whom he has been sent. The ones to whom he has been sent, Hema Edom on the Vuvos of Sheyemes. They themselves know. We can say testimony that the Vuvos Moshe is Emes. We don't need Moshe Rabbeinu to tell it to us. In a Tzorach Lasses Lehem Ois, Shehem Vuvu Echad B'Dovah. There's no necessity of a miraculous event. Why? Because we are equal Edom with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam gives a moshel. Two witnesses, two people are standing side by side, and they see someone take a brick and throw it through the window of a store. So now, how do I know that Reuven threw the brick through the window of the store? I saw him do so. David was standing next to me. David knows so too. Is he dependent on my aidus to know that it happened? David saw it himself. He knows through his own knowledge that what I'm saying is true. But it's not because I'm saying it, because in his own knowledge he knows it's true. Similarly, I know that the fellow that stood next to me is telling the truth. But nobody needs his chaver to bring to serve as to provide testimony to establish that it's true. I know that what you're saying is true, but I don't need your testimony to know that it's true. It's because I know it's true on my own. We don't need Moshe Rabbeinu. We know what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling, was saying was the truth. Not because he told us so, because we saw it ourselves. So what was the point of an ois? I saw that this guy Reuven was together with David, and he threw a brick through the window of a store. So David's going to make a miracle for me so that I should believe that Reuven, believe him when he says that Reuven threw a brick through the window of the stove. What rhyme or reason? I saw it myself, and he knows that I saw it myself. So there's no place for an ice. V'zeu sh'omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tchilas nevu osoi b'yishadosan lo yoisis l'asoisim Mitzrayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was to go to Mitzrayim, the other Rabbeinu Shalom promised them Isis. But it's interesting. Rashi brings two interpretations of this pasuk. Neither one is really exactly fits in with Pashtus Akro. And the Rambam, though, reads the pasuk very, very simply. The first thing, and it's going to make a little bit of a problem for us, we're going to come back to that and consider it, and the Chamishnah brings up this point. The Rambam presents the order of events in reverse order from the way they took place in Chumash. The way it took place in Chumash is the first thing the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe, "Vezelecha ois ki anochi shlachticha, v'otziach osam imitzrayim tavdun osalokim al-horazah." And the Rambam takes that very simply, literally, and straightforwardly, which is that what will establish the fact that you're the Novi Emes, and that you are acting on my behalf, not because of some hallucination or madness which possessed you, but rather because you know Hashem. How will this be established vis-a-vis the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim? You know how. B'zelecha ois asher anochi shlachticha, b'otziyacha asa'om imitzrayim tavdim asalakim al-harazah. You come to Chayri, and at Chayri, what's going to happen? They're going to hear v'gam b'choyamin al-oilam. They're going to hear me, the Rabbeinu Shalom, speak to you. So they'll say, this Moshe Rabbeinu, he's something else, you know? Whatever we might have thought until now, whatever, but this is, you know, we heard God speaking to him. We heard it ourselves. So, That's the way the Rambam reads. Rashi brings two interpretations of the pasuk. Neither one in this regard. Neither one in this regard. The first one he reads, "Vizelecha ois asher anochi shlachticha," that from the Chumash.
Getting back to the Rabbi Yisrael spoke, and the Bnei Yisrael said, you know, it's too loud. Why didn't or couldn't the Rabbi Yisrael modulate?
It's not the loudness. It's not the loudness. It's the experience of Shekhinah is too awesome. The Rabbi Yisrael communicating with us, we have to experience Shekhinah. It's the presence of the Shekhinah, it's not anything else. Here we have the following. Very Gimel. Vayomer ki yaya imach v'zelechayis ki anu kishlachticha v'otziyachos v'mitzvam tabnu v'salohim ala harazah. So Rashi brings two interpretations of this pasuk. First interpretation is what is Vizelecha Ois refers to Hamara Asheroisa Bisne. What you saw presently at the Sneh. That's Lecha Ois Ki Aruch Ishlachticha. That's how you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will know that I'm the one that sent you. Who are you representing? Like, how do I know? You experienced the Shekhinah Sneh at the Sneh. So you know who's speaking to you. That's the sign. Ki anu yidev zelecha is ki anu chishlachticha for you. V'tatzliach b'shlichusi. Have confidence that you'll succeed in that which I'm telling you to do. It's a madcap adventure. I'm going to go. I'm the superpower of the world. I'm going to go one person, unarmed, without an army, without any force behind me, and I'm going to go tell the king. Shalach asami v'yavdu. What else is there? You know. From this marasna, you know you'll succeed. Chedayani lahatzak asher oisa asneh oisa shlichusi v'eno ukal. You saw the snare did not burn up. It's a supernatural event. So, you see my power. Kach teilep v'shlichusi v'eincha nizak. So that's what zelecha oisa is referring back to what? To the snare, according to the first pshat in Rashi. V'vashashalta, yeras shayla v'chiyotzi es b'nei l'maschus yeshli yisoh sheyetzim v'mitzrayim. What's the schus? So that's the schus that we'll get out of Mitzrayim because we're going to be Mekabel HaTorah. That's Rashi's first interpretation. The second interpretation, ki ayah imach, that I'll be with you, is the shetatzliach b'shlichusecho, not referring to the Maharas, that the fact that you will succeed in bringing the people out of Mitzrayim. That's lechoha ois alav tocha cheresh ani mavtichecha. That should prove, established for you, and give you the certitude that you'll succeed on the second shlichus, which you're going to have. Shefet shetoytziei mitzrayim tavdu nosi alahor azeh. Shedekablu atoyra alav. V'yaschus omedes liyisrael. So according to the second interpretation, bezelecha ois refers to the fact that you'll succeed in taking them out of Mitzrayim. That will give you the confidence to know that you'll succeed in bringing them Tavdanos and Lukim al-Horazet, to bring them to Mitzrayim, that you'll bring them to Arsina. Maybe now you'll know that they will have that Tzchus, but that's the Raya that you will succeed. That's the way to say for a Chinuch learns, according to this Pshat. The Rambam is like neither of these two Pshat. The Rambam learns, what's the Ois that I send you to Mitzrayim? It's not the snare is not it, and it's not the Yetzias Mitzrayim is a sign that you'll succeed at something else. Very simply and straightforwardly. How will Klal Yisrael look back on you, in a historical perspective, and view you as a Novi Emes, and not as some charlatan, maybe a very charismatic and dynamic and successful charlatan, but nevertheless a charlatan? How will you get past that? You know how? When you leave Mitzrayim, it's Tavnun or Salakim or Horazah. And there they're going to hear that the Rabbanu Shalom speaks to you. They're going to hear that. That's what they're going to know. So the Rambam was like neither of the two interpretations of Rashi. It was a third interpretation, a very straightforward interpretation of this pasuk. Now, in the order of events which take place here in Parshas Yisro, is in the following fashion. So the first thing, this is in pasuk Parag Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis. There he talks about Otziach Otzaram and Mitzrayim Tavdenu Zalkim Al Harazeh. So according to the Rambam, that's the ultimate. Then in Pasuk Yud Ches, that you're coming in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayimar Aleas Chamioni Mitzrayim Al Tzaknani, that I will bring you up. That's what you should tell this Canaan. V'shamu l'kolecha, they will listen to you. V'vosa, and then you'll come, you won't be by yourself. V'vosa atam ziknei so melech mitzrayim. V'marta melov, so this Canaan will listen. V'marta melov Hashem alokei, avrim nikro, they you know, came to us, v'atam elchon, and they're also in the middle of the world, Hashem alokei. So then Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'yan Moshe v'yayim, what's his rejoinder to this? V'hein lo yaminu li, v'le yishmu v'koli, ki yoyim v'lo niro ilecha Hashem. What are you telling me that Vashamul Kalecha and they'll come together with you? They're gonna tell me, Moshe Rabbeinu, you flipped out. You're nuts. Either you're nuts or you're a liar. One of the two. You choose. But they get lost, either way. So what does the Rabbeinu Shalom then do? So then the Rabbeinu Shalom says, Vayomer Elov, Mazev Yadech, and he gives him the mate, the tzaras, and tells him he's gonna do if they don't listen. Either of these, I'm not going to be able to do the same thing. I'm not going to be able to do the same thing. So then you bring Marcus down. And then they'll see that you're representing me. So the order was first Tavanus Lakim al Harazeh, and then after that, the Isis. And we'll see the Rambam really goes about it in reverse order. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as his star begins to rise, as the prophet of Klal Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem tells him, at that time that he gave him the Oasis, he'll listen to you. That if he's just going to convince them, because he's a miracle man, so they'll have skepticism, they'll doubt him. I wonder about her. Well, Yenishmat Milelech, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not anxious to go. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was not anxious to undertake the shlichus. His Rabbeinu said, they're not going to believe me. Jews are going to respond with skepticism. They don't buy things too quickly, these people. This is only a temporary thing until you leave Mitzrayim. And once you leave Mitzrayim and you come to Har Sinai, that will put an end to all doubts about you. I will give you a sign that will remove any doubt that from the get-go you are representing me. Will you sure believe in Hero? There will leave no room for any doubt. And that's why the Patera wrote, now, so the Rambam speaks as if first the oasis were given, and Rosh Rabbeinu said, listen, Rabbeinu Shalom, we send me to the Jews. These are skeptical people, you know. Send me to anyone else, maybe I can pull it off. But these Jews, no deal, you can't sell them on this. So then the Rabbeinu Shalom told them, okay, I'll raise the ante. Oh, but what does it say in the Torah? The Torah is in reverse order. The Rambam is in the reverse order of the Torah. First, the Rabbeinu Shalom told them, and then we have the whole parasha that Rosh Hashem tells him, he says, I'm not running so fast there. And then the Rosh Hashem gives him the oasis. So first he told him Tavdin Asalakim al Horazah, and then he gave him the Oasis. What's the Pshat? So the Lecha Mishnah goes into it, he gives an interpretation, and he quotes, I think, the Maravam ibn Chaviv, I think that he thinks also says the belief means the same as he says, which I believe comes down to the following. That, let's first, there are two steps in what took place. Let's read the simple meaning of the Psukim, according to the Rambam, the way I understand it, and then we'll see what was behind all of it. The simple meaning of the psukim is the following. That the Rabbeinu Shalom told him right at the outset, right away the Rabbeinu Shalom told him up front, you're going to be established by a mountain Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, fine, according to the Rambam, wonderful. But from here to mountain Torah is a long way. It's more than a year off till we're going to get to mountain Torah for the start of the Makkos. So what am I going to do now? I'm going to come to Mitzrayim and I'm going to tell them, hello, I'm the Goyim. I'll say, Moshe Rabbeinu, nice meeting you. We met seven guys before you and 16 after you that I have the same story, you know? So what do you want? What's new? You know, we have a history of thousands of years of false Mashiach, you know, so why should they accept you? So the Rebbe Shalom tells them, okay, listen, till you get to get them going, I'll give you a few miracles to do. So then they'll believe you. But you're right, they'll be skeptical about you until you get to, and then, but the skepticism will finally lift fully when you get to Chayrif, when you get to Matan Torah. That's the Lechayr, the order of the Psukim, the meaning of the text, according to the Rambam and Chumash. But I think the Lechem Mishnah's point is, what was the necessity of the Rebbeinu Shalom telling him up front, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be given the job, and the first thing the Rebbeinu Shalom tells him is, don't worry about skeptics. Well, ultimately we'll dismiss all the skeptics and we'll establish you for all time in Jewish history. What did he need that for? That wasn't on the agenda now. What's on the agenda is a very simple thing. You have to go to Mitzrayim. You have to be goyal. Not there is not now. So what are you going to do now? You have an issue with Halo Yaminali, so I'll give you Isis and Moshim to do. Later you'll have the problem. You want them to be absolutely assured that you're Emes. Good, so that'll come later on. But why did that have to be front-loaded at the very first thing that he tells him? So the answer, he says, because Moshe Rabbeinu realized from the outset the problem. The same way that Moshe Rabbeinu realized that they'll be skeptical of him if he comes. After the Isis and Moshim, they'll still be skeptical. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu realized. So the Rosh Hashanah certainly couldn't sell him a bill of goods and had no intention of selling him a bill of goods. So what does the Rosh Hashanah do? He tells Moshe Rabbeinu up front, I know all the problems, and you understand them full well. But they'll all be cleared away when we get to Matan Torah. So that'll put an end. You want to go down in history, he's not some weird fellow, you know, with strange ideas in his head, but you're representing the Rebbeinu Shalom, I assure you, you know, you'll succeed. Your message will get across. It'll be properly accepted by Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Rambam is saying. Why was that necessary? That the Rebbeinu Shalom told him this information up front? Because he says Moshe Rabbeinu could not have operated otherwise. The same way that Moshe Rabbeinu had skepticism, he's going to come to Mitzrayim without this. And he says, then hein lo yaminu li. I'm going to go tell him to be tavdin or selakim al horos. I'll take a hike. We didn't see this. You know, what do you want? So you need Isis and Moshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Isis and Moshim were not going to make it either, ultimately. So the Rosh had to tell him up front to overcome the reluctance of Moshe Rabbeinu to get involved in this situation, that the real answer is
concerning when Moshe Rabbeinu first appears to Zakenim, so Paro increases the work, so he got a little he gets impatient there with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So.
Well, listen, you know,
he's human, so...
It's a very awkward situation to be in. You come and you claim you're bringing good to the people.
Yeah.
And what happens? Things get worse and the whole world wants to hit you over the head. You know, it's not only much as impatience. It's you've put me in an intolerable situation. Mm-hmm. Right? How am I looked at among the Jewish people?
Doing the opposite.
They told them the Rosh was going to be done. You right? Elokim Yishpoit. They told they left no doubt what they thought about Moshe Rabbeinu after his first time he showed up in Mitzrayim. But Yoyimru Aleihem, Yoyimru Hashem Aleichem, Yishpoit Hashem Vashtem Esrachinu Menifaro Benevado Leseschar Biyodom Lor Geinu. And who was this? Well, you were Shaitrim and Israelites of Barola Imar, not the man in the street. The Shaitrim, the ones that were going to become the Sanhedrin and Klal Yisrael. Okay, so you're dealing, it's tier number two in the leadership after Moshe and Aaron. And what's their response to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron's first appearance in Mitzrayim? They're going to kill us. What do you do? So how does Moshe Rabbeinu feel? Here the Roshlim sent them. And what's the end of the first day? Paro threw them out. And this Canaan told them, listen, what's with you? You're harming the Jewish people. You're bringing suffering on the Jews. What's the matter with you? So that's, you understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come back and tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, he sent me to be Goyalim. So why are you making it worse? This is supposed to be this man of the Gula, so what do you do? So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he's going to have a very difficult time. In establishing himself. So the Rabbanu Shalom told him that Maimar Sinai, this is the Yisai, this is the essence. Everything else, the Nisim, this will help temporarily. But the skepticism will not be totally removed. So this is the Rambam's view that Moshe Rabbeinu was accepted because of his role in Matan Torah. Now the Rambam draws now from this what the impact of this. And this, meanwhile, this is all history. This didn't tell us its theological significance yet. That's to come next in the Rambam. Nimtzis Omer. That we arrive at the following. She called Novi Shiyano Edach Moshe Rabbeinu. Ain Onu Ma'aminim Bovnei Ois Levan. What happens if another Novi comes after Moshe Rabbeinu? Why do we accept another Novi? Because he did a miracle. Now he says even later on, the Rambam says it's in the 10th parak that a Novi doesn't have to do miracles. He doesn't have to change the Torah. But he does need an Ois. What's the Ois of a Novi? He tells us something's going to happen in the future, and it happens exactly the way he said, with not even a minor detail other than what he said. That's his ice. And if he does it a number of times over, and time after time, it's correct. So he's established as a Novi. So the Rambam says, why do we listen to a Novi? There are Nevi'im that did miracles, and Eliyahu did miracles, Elisha did miracles. There are Nevi'im that did miracles. But why do we listen to them? Why do we accept them as Nevi'im? This is not because of miracles, because miracles, who knows about miracles? Miracles can be quite far from what they seem to be. So what nimtzisat oimer, shekol novi sheyamarach moish rabbeinu, I don't know what midim of nei ois levadu, no, the ois, whatever, there's a factor in believing them, but that's not the whole story. Kedei shenoimer, that we should say, yim yase ois nishmol alachom ha-sheyamar, if he does a miracle, we'll believe everything that he does. And this in the non-Jewish world, that's what it's about. The Rambam writes at his time, there was a letter in Gerasa Rambam, there was a false Mashiach in Tema. And the Rambam said, warned the people of his time to arrest this guy he wrote, and lock him up, and tell the whole world that he's a Meshuggah, he's nuts. It's unbalanced. This is why, he says, because if the non-Jews will think that we really have a Mashiach running around, they're going to get upset at us. That's so to speak, that we're saying that religion is doomed. We're it. But if you declare him unbalanced, so from Mishigoyim, nobody gets insulted. He's nuts. So you locked him up in the insane asylum, so nobody's going to bother with him. What happened at the end was that the Rambam writes in a subsequent letter that they did not succeed in locking him up. So until one fine day, he went around the Taman making enough noise that the Melech of Taman, the Muslim Melech of Taman, arrested him. And he brought him before him, and he says to him, okay, so tell me the story. What's with you? Are you real or not? He says, if you're real, he says, I don't need my religion, I'll follow you. But listen, you got to prove to me that you're real. So do make a miracle for me. If you make a miracle for me, so I'll believe that you're it, and I'll forget my religion, I'll adopt yours. So you see that the Rambam is interesting, that not only did the Rambam suggest a tactic of how to avoid the problem by locking him up and telling everyone else he was crazy, but the Rambam assessed him correctly that he was crazy. Why? So what did he tell the Arab Melech of Tema? Told him, okay, you're on. He said, I'll do, take your sword and chop my head off, and you'll see I'll come back to life. You know. So the Muslim king of Taman said, you're on. That's a miracle in my book, that's a miracle. So he took a sword and he knocked the guy's head off. So you see that the Rambam was correct in his nuts, you know. All the miracles he could have told him, he could have told him a walk in the Yam, in the Yam, in the lake, whatever it is. But this one, you know. So you see, he was nuts. But that's how they go about it. The way you go about it is through miracles. We don't need a miracle to do miracles. What do we believe in our mitzvah shetzivonu Moshe b'Torah? The Omar and Nos and Ois, Elof Tishmo. If a Novi comes and he gives us an Ois, so Moshe Rabbeinu told us to accept him. Moshe Rabbeinu we accepted, why? Because we heard the Rebbeinu Shem speak to him. Moshe Rabbeinu told us it's a mitzvah to accept the Novi. That's why it's a mitzvah. When Moshe Rabbeinu said that the Torah gave us another mitzvah, when there are two eight, then we pass them. We put someone, give someone death, we make somebody pay money. But afal pe she'ein onu yoidim emes seyidu umshekel. We don't know for sure that it's true. Are we absolutely sure how many times the two eidim either willfully testify falsely or mistakenly testify falsely? Plenty of times it happens. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us a mitzvah to listen to two witnesses. So we say that. So we have to listen because it's a mitzvah. Nothing established is absolutely muchtar that it's true. Kach mitzvah l'shmo mizeh anovi yim ha'ois emes o b'kishuv alot. Whatever we think of the ois, mitzvah l'shmo mizeh anovi yim ha'ois emes o b'kishuv alot. Even though we're not 1,000% sure what this ois was. Was this ois from the Rebbeinu Shlomo or not? And ois from the Rebbeinu says we can never know. So even though we don't know 1,000% for sure, but the Torah said he did an ois. And we'll see later how it becomes muchzik as a novi. He told us a number of times over things and they came true exactly as he said. So we accept them. That's the ois. The fikov. Now, so therefore, now what comes from this? The fikov. Over novi was ois is a novi came and he put on a show. That's awesome. Uvikish lahachrish nevuasa shal Moshe Rabbeinu. And he wants to undermine the nevuah of Moshe. What did the Yeshu do? What did the Muhammad do? Was referring to? They came along, yeah, because they had new visions, and that's it. This is the updated religion. From Moshe Rabbeinu's deal ended. In Shemelo, we don't listen to him. V'riyoidim b'yichud shoysen oisiz b'lot v'kishavim. That we know that these are false. Why? The fish in the was Moshe Rabbeinu in Alpi Oasis. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was not through Oasis. And he's going to start at the beginning of the next parak that the Torah tells us explicitly that the mitzvahs are lo nevuah levaneinu aroilam, they're eternal. So that's part of the was Moshe. So you're coming and telling me it was rescinded, but the was Moshe says it's not going to be rescinded. So how could it be what you say? Therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu was through Oasis, or Kadesh Anarach Oasis, Zelu Oasis, Zel Oasis, then we'll compare Moshe Rabbeinu's Oasis to this new person's Oasis. Who has better Oasis? Ela Beineinu Ro'inua. We saw Moshe Rabbeinu go up to the mountain, Vozneinu Shomanua, and we heard the speech, Kamoshe Shoma, just as Moshe Rabbeinu did. Holomoda Hadover Doima. So what is this Novi Sheker similar to? Le'edim She'idu Le'odim Hadover Shomro Beinu. I went outside and I saw that a purple bus went down the block at 9 o'clock. Well, I'm quite familiar what the color purple is, and it was at 9 o'clock, and the purple bus went down the block. Two guys are standing next to me, they come back inside, and I told them, oh, did you see the purple bus? They said, what are you talking about, purple bus? It was a yellow bus. So do I believe them? They say it's two Adam, they're saying it's a yellow bus. I say, I don't care if you have a million Adam, they're saying it's a yellow bus. I'm not unbalanced. I know what I saw, and I don't suffer from being overly, really open to the, you know, to be overly suggestible. I know that it's a purple bus. You want to play games with me? Tell me a million people say it's yellow, doesn't change anything. I know the bus was purple. Therefore, so the Eidim want to come. Aldova Shiro Beidim Sheino Kamei Shiro. You want to tell me that what I saw I didn't see? Sheino Shameila. No rational person would listen to that. Aliyodu Vavadish and Eidim Sheker. Listen, you guys are Eidim Sheker, because I know the bus was purple. It wasn't yellow. The Vigach Omra Torah. The Torah said Shimbo Izva Moifus. If the Novi doesn't know Izva Moifus, they Sishmal Divrei Novi Yahu. Don't listen to this Novi. Why? Shaharei. Zabo Ilecha ba Isa Moifus lahakhish mashra Isa Beinecha. He wants to bring Isa Moifusim to undermine that which we saw ourselves. That can't be. Vehove enonu mamidim Moifus. Elevnei ha mitzvah shetzivonu Moishah. We don't believe in the Lord because he did Moifusim. We believe because it's the mitzvah Moishah to believe him. So you're coming with ISIS that we should deny the Nevuas Moshe. Can't be. So this is, we need to understand the godless of the Nevuas Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was unique. His ponim b'ponim divra Hashem imoch. And we observed that, the uniqueness of Moshe. And after that, so we know that Moshe Rabbeinu stands, he's different than any other Novi that will ever come in history. No one else can ever be as established as Moshe Rabbeinu that we heard the Rabbeinu Shalom speak to. Every other Novi, despite the fact that we have a basis to be skeptical about every Novi who comes. But the Torah said, if a Novi comes and he establishes himself, he's supposed to listen to him. So it's the Torah. So we listen. Novi comes to Yochum Kirbuch on Parshas Rei. Novi Yochalim Chalom Verosim Lecha Isa Moifus. You know Isa is a Moifus now. Uva Isa Moifus Asher Dibra Lecha Leimor. It happened. And he tells you what. So what else? What did you nail Lecha? Acharei Lehim Acher Moshalo Yidatom Verovdeh. Let's go worship Abba Yidazom. They sishmal Dibra Novi Yol Chalem Achalom Ukminas Hashem Alakeichem Eschem Ladasi Yishchem Oibim Es Hashem Alakeichem Chulubavachem Achol Nafshachem. Why? Because they're being machkish nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told us that we're not supposed to listen to such a novi. And he comes to change the Torah. And he told us the Torah is eternal. So why do we listen to any novi? Because it's a mitzvah in the Torah. We love Tishmo. So that same Torah, which is the reason that I listened to a novi, that same Torah told me not to accept a novi. He wants to change the Torah. So I don't care about all the miracles. Because I'm not impressed with miracles. I'm impressed with Nevuas Moshe. Nevuas Moshe said, if he does miracles and he's consistent with the religion, I'm accepting. If he's not, throw him out of his head. So what do I care about all the miracles that he seems to do? I don't respect Moshe Rabbeinu because he was a miracle worker. Forget his miracles. I respect Moshe Rabbeinu because I heard the religion speak to him. That's why I respect him. So now that's the reason that it's so much in terms of Ikrei Hadas. Because if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest of the Nevi'im, that is not possible for anyone else to be as established as Moshe Rabbeinu. So a Novi could come, be just as established as Moshe Rabbeinu, and all we could be Mashani, could change Torah's Moshe. So it's theologically necessary that no Novi could ever be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. So that the soul means that I accept any Novi is because it's a mitzvah, I love Tishmo. Because in Novi, Okim, right, Bekirbucha, right, in Parsha Shalifta, that I'll give you Nevi'im. And I love Tishmo, and you should listen to him. That's why you listen to Nevi'im, because it's a mitzvah, Torah's Moshe, not for any other reason. So that's why it's theologically necessary that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah be unique. Otherwise, the whole structure of Torah could collapse. So now we know why the Rambam tells us this is not really a historical fact. What the Rambam is telling us is the necessity of Moshe Rabbeinu theologically being unique. And what do we have? What did they do? Maybe something far superior to that. And then I will explain why we're far superior with the Bible. Not only parallel, but far superior. The Rosh will give us a love tishmo, the mitzvah of the Torah to listen to. Chol asher she'alta. He goes against the rebellion, so don't listen to him. So he says, we don't believe in him now because of Isis and Moshe. We believe him because it's a part of Nevuas Moshe to accept Nevi. And the Rambam writes later, what is one of the methods by which a Novi is accepted. If an established Novi says that he's a Novi, then he's established as a Novi. What's the ultimate establishment of being a Novi? Nevuas Moshe said that you're a Novi. Lov Tishmo. Moshe Rabbeinu said to listen to you. You seem to be a Novi. So Moshe Rabbeinu told us, Lov Tishmo. That's your ultimate license. But that's only a license which comes from Nevuas Moshe. And the worst motion says what your limitations are. You can't change the term. That's why the Rambam goes to such length here in Parashas to speak. This is the seventh of the Ikra. That there is no Nevuah which is comparable to the worst motion. And that stands, the entire edifice of Torah stands upon this. And the Kai from the Minayim. The religious kaifim all tried to undermine us. The Yeshua did miracles. So what? So what because of your miracles? Well, now God changed the deal now. You don't need riches anymore. Now you need me. But the Torah had said, "Haniglo es lonu lovanenu ad olam." Lasas is called divrei Torah. He says, "I don't know." Quotes. And Nevuas Moshe it says, which that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is lo ma'astim lo ga'altim lo chaloisim lo ha'fribrisi itam. When we're in the Golus, we're suffering from the Teichalcha, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says lo ma'astim lo ga'altim lo chaloisim, not to destroy them nor lo ha'fribrisi itam. I will never rescind the verse. So how could you come along and claim that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we wrote in Nevuas Moshe that the Jewish people are eternally bound to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? And you come to them and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam changed it. We got rid of them. We got new people. Well, it's very nice, but the Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in Parshas Vayikra that it's not going to happen. That even if you sin, and even if you're in Golus, I won't destroy them, and I won't rescind the verse that I made with them. So that's our strength, that we face all of those that have come to try to distort the word of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the world. That's the insurmountable obstacle for them, is that they're inconsistent with the Nevuas Moshe.